The Most Reverend Dr. Alfred Adewale Martins, the Catholic Archbishop of Lagos, will now share a daily reflection. Your grace.
Today, the 13th of April 2022, is Wednesday of Holy Week. We reflect together today on the theme, How Much Does It Take to Buy Your Loyalty? My dear friends in Christ, today I invite you to reflect with me on how cheap it might be to buy your loyalty. In the gospel reading of today from John chapter 26, 14 and following, we are presented with a continuation of the theme of betrayal, and Judas is still very much at the center of the story. Judas had conceived the idea of selling information about Jesus and was only waiting for the perfect opportunity to execute his plan, which eventually came. The Jewish elders at the time wanted to nail Jesus. Judas needed money. Since he knew what to do in order to sell Jesus to them, they were connected. People with similar intentions have ways of connecting. And so scripture says, he went to the chief priests himself to ask, "What will you give me if I deliver him to you?" Of course, if Judas had not gone to them, they could have found another way of arresting Jesus without him. However, Judas knew what they were planning, and so he decided to make money from the situation. His loyalty had a price. They named the price. Judas agreed, and they bought his loyalty. He had conceived forfeiting his loyalty for money in his heart, and it became even more attractive because he could make money out of it. My dear friends, there is a lesson to learn here. We must try hard not to harbor bad or evil thoughts. The devil has a way of presenting a perfect opportunity for executing whatever bad thoughts we allow to fester in our minds. Dear friends, we may not find it difficult to condemn the action of Judas Iscariot, but we must consider whether we do not have similar betrayals going on in our time, perhaps even in our own lives. The fact of the matter is that in our time, many followers of Christ would betray Jesus for much less than Judas was paid. So I believe it will be a good exercise for each of us to sit and consider how much we can stand strong in the face of temptations to betray Jesus and deny him. In the face of desire for money and affluence, how many will not give up the Christian ideals of self-discipline, honesty, and integrity? How many would refuse to join any cult that offers opportunities for making money? In the midst of desire to get power and authority, how many will not bow to the devil and make covenants that will come to haunt them, even if they ever get the power they seek? Each of us should be asking ourselves, for how much am I ready to betray all my Christian values? Dearly beloved, Jesus refused to bow to Satan even with the offer of all the kingdoms of the world that he said had been handed to him. Judas Iscariot bowed for just 30 pieces of silver, the amount that is required to compensate the owner of a slave that gets killed by mistake. Exodus 21:32. How much are you ready to receive in order to bow in betrayal of Jesus and his ideals? I dare say, dear friends, many would bow for much less than Judas was paid. It is beyond doubt that the greatest pain of Jesus would be from Christians who betray him, Christians who place fame, privilege, power, position above him. No matter how handsome the reward is, we must resist the temptation to sell the Lord at all, not to talk of selling him cheap. Let us pray that the Lord Jesus will set us free from excessive love of money, power, pleasure, and position that can make us turn away from him. Amen. So I bless you today in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
That was the Catholic Archbishop of Lagos, the Most Reverend Dr. Alfred Adewale Martins.